speaking now twice monthly call. We'll begin, take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Make yourself comfortable. Get yourself a drink and make sure you're not going to be disturbed. I'm just going to wait for Taylor and Michael or Ariel to be on as well. I'm just going to guide you through a little meditative moment as we prepare ourselves for the download, superhero style. I'm sitting here by the ocean in North Bali right now. It's about an hour after sunrise. You might be able to hear the waves. Just tune into that soothing sound. Take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. And if you've been experiencing any stress this week, it might be a good idea to take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths of alternate nostril breathing. Alternate nostril breathing just relaxes the central nervous system, switches it over from the sympathetic response into this parasympathetic, which is what we want to be in, just to really relax. It makes us feel great. Alternate nostril breathing, very simply, just close one nostril with your thumb and breathe in through the other nostril. And then close the other nostril with your third finger and release your thumb and exhale. And exhale completely and then inhale completely. Close it again with your thumb and open the other one and exhale. And then inhale. Close. Exhale. Inhale. Close. And exhale. And just continue in that rhythm. So the reason why alternate nostril breathing is so effective is because when we get stressed out or frightened or traumatized in any way, feeling the pressure of the drama unfolding, our central nervous system grips. And it grabs your attention, grabs consciousness. And so we need to relax that grip so we can experience a deeper sense of peace and freedom. And there's lots of other physiological benefits as well to doing that. The consequences of parasympathetic activation, really good for the physical body as well. Different hormones and chemicals in the blood. And then, of course, while we're doing the breathing, we can add in that focal point of soul consciousness. So with our eyes closed while we're breathing evenly and deeply, regular breathing or alternate nostril breathing, you just become aware of that the central focus, focal point in the center of your brain. Smiling, the golden in the smile, looking up within. Just begin to breathe with a lot of love and gratitude. Understanding that that focal point in the center of your brain is an epicenter of consciousness, epicenter, soul consciousness. And if we're smiling and breathing with love and gratitude, we can actually breathe the presence of God. And we can fill ourselves with that presence. And as we become fuller and fuller and fuller with that presence, we become more aligned, in tune, one with, atoned with, at one with, atoned with, or in harmony with the spirit of life. And that's how we can live in grace. And all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world, we're protected from it. So we literally live in a different world. Even though we can see the other world that people, other people live in that don't practice in this way, that don't have this relationship with life, that don't have this orientation of oneself, that aren't focused in these ways, even though we can see those people and we share a consensus reality, we actually live in a different world. So it's this inner world. And managing this inner world, this alchemy of your own consciousness through your thoughts and feelings, your imagination, your feelings, your awareness and your attitude. And it's always those two things as we take responsibility for this alchemy of consciousness within us. We self-regulate that to come into harmony with the deeper truth in life, the deeper presence. We lift it up. We're held. And we experience this as peace. That's the symptom. The more peace you have deep down inside, real peace, the more connected you are. And the more connected you are, the more held you are. The more held you are, the safer you are.
Wonderful, brother. So here we are, just having a few wonderful adjustment symptoms So that's how RL comes on, just to help things along. We have somebody, an anonymous person, who would like to say something. We'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, I'm sure Taylor and Nick have plenty of wonderful things to share. Who's our anonymous?
Aloha, this is Greg. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. As the year is passing, I was thinking about every year traditionally we do New Year's resolutions. And with me, I think my probably resolution will be something along the lines of actually taking massive action, because what I'm finding is I've got a lot of knowledge and understanding now, but what I'm sort of struggling with is, that's great, I've got great visions, but how do I actually make it happen in order to, you know, to do what I say I want to do? I want to be of service. I want to be able to help people. But I still, I mean, I found that this year was more the just identifying that and making sure that that all resonated with me, which it does. But I sort of, you know, now just trying to think this is the exciting time. So I don't feel I'm doing as much clearing as I probably was during 2015, well, at least the early parts up until now. But now I just want to say, okay, this now is, I want to make it my time. And I was just wondering if there's anything you could help in relation to we set our intentions. I know what my intentions are. I know that there are signs sort of coming my way in synchronicity, and it's all exciting. I've got all these things I'm writing down, but now I just need to sort of make it play out. And it was just hoping if there's some support there that you might be able to offer in relation to that. One of the things that I have done, just finally got somebody to become my accountability partner, and I'll be having my first discussion on Sunday morning. And I'm thinking that that's probably going to be a big leap for me in itself. But I just wanted to ensure that, you know, that I'm getting the most out of, using what I know today and really manifesting things and bringing them into life.
Well, you need a plan.
Okay.
You need a plan. That's all, a simple plan.
Mm-hmm.
Any plan needs to be as simple as possible and as clear as possible. Whatever your vision is, in superhero training, we have a vision, plan, action protocol. So, you have your vision, and then you write down the things that need to happen in order for you to live that vision. What's the plan for making it all happen? You have to write that down. And there's various ways you can do that. You can plan backwards from imagining that you've already achieved the goal, and then do a backwards plan, the steps that would have had to have taken place in order for you to achieve that goal. Or you can do a forwards one. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you write a plan. And there's no use in writing some ridiculously complex plan, that goes 10 years into the future with all kinds of stuff that you're not capable of doing today. You want a simple, coherent plan that you are capable of doing and that just stretches you somewhat as you're going along. But the first steps, you've got to be capable of achieving them. So, for example, what's your vision?
My vision is that there's a few things, but I sort of feel that they'll play in together. So one of them was to write a book on spring water. and
okay,
and
stop,
really share.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, that's how you do it. You stop immediately. You don't go blah 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 blah. This is my great plan. From all the inspiration and visions that I've been having, the mind's just an endless source of creative inspiration. Ask any mad artist how many ideas he can have in a day. So you've got to filter. Understand that the mind is, it just does its thing. It has access to unlimited amounts of information and inspiration. And the more switched on you come, the more you're able to tap into the collective mind where all this stuff's coming from anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So 99% of it is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to any artistic, creative person, and you say, could you give me an estimate of the amount of ideas that you've had and the ones that you've actually followed through on, you'll find that there's a vast difference between those two figures, ridiculously vast. And if any artist has tried or creative person has tried to action every single vision and idea that he's ever had, well, he'd probably be dead or in an insane asylum. So you have to understand that that's the way it is, especially in these times now where everything is becoming much more surreal and everything's bleeding into everything else. So you take one idea at a time. Write a book on spring water, period. That's it. That's the only vision you need to have right there. The plan then involves, and you make the plan. I'm not saying this must be your plan. I'm giving you an example. If I was writing a book on spring water, my plan would be, number one, to research. And I would decide the main content I'd want to put in that book. In other words, the subject of the chapters that I wanted to deal with. So let's say, for example, I wanted to start with the history of spring water in longevity and health. So my plan would be to research the history of spring water in longevity and health. And then say my second chapter would be photographic, the most beautiful sources of spring water in the world. My plan would be to locate those sources and go and photograph them, for example, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you just keep going, and you decide the heading of the chapters of the book, and then once you've got the chapters, you start working on a detailed plan for each chapter. So say for example you had you did a chapter on spring water sites that were used that had been traditionally used for healing, like for instance Lourdes in France. Okay, so chapter 7, sacred spring water sites that have been used for healing. So the plan would be research sacred water sites that have been for healing and choose 7 only that you want to use. Research case studies of people that have experienced miraculous healings at these sites. The next step after the plan is the action. The action that you take, that you need to take. Well, you might not have a computer, so the action you need to take is buy a computer or go to the library or ask your big brother if you can use his computer. Action, start drinking spring water every day and do a 21-day experiment on myself. What are the benefits of drinking spring water every day? That's action. etc., etc. So you have your vision, write a spring water book, a book on spring water. Two, you have your plan, which is the basic structure of the book. And then you look, once you've got that basic structure, you break that basic structure down into subheadings underneath the chapter titles, which is a more detailed plan. And then you have your third thing, which is action. What is the action I need to take? And then you chunk your action into today. What action do I need to take today? What action do I need to take this week? What action do I need to take this month? For example, today I need to go to the spring and get some spring water and go to the library and get on the computer. This week I need to drive to the hills, the spring place that's in the hills, that's 6 hours away, and take photographs. That's happening this week. This month I need to book a ticket to Lourdes in France and go and photograph that and drink the water in Lourdes. That's your action list. Do you understand? Vision, plan, action. Keep it very simple. Don't get your ideas all mixed up with each other. If your vision is to, if my vision is to write a book on spring water, open a center that heals people that with just with spring water, franchise spring water healing centers all over the world, I wouldn't put all that in the same plan. Those are three separate things, and you need them separate to keep things really, really simple. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, because this is the thing, the ideas that flooded in this year, especially through the, you know, utilizing the superhero course, ideas, I mean, this is one idea of many, but it is one that resonates with me very, very heavily, and that was the problem. Was exactly what you said, is that I've overcomplicated things and I'm thinking, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that at the same time and I want to do this. And before I know it, I don't know where to start. So definitely, I mean, the vision's there and it was just, I was overcomplicated.
Keep it simple, sweetie.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I can see that structure working for any book as well. That makes perfect sense. And one of the other things, and I think that this is probably what's just come out of what you said as well, as those specific tips on how to keep the action, vision, plan, action, is that I think it's just been, again, I've got to put the brakes on because I'm so excited about getting through all the modules in the course. That when as soon as you mentioned plan backwards, plan forward, I thought, well, I've come across this in the training already, but obviously I've skipped too quickly past it, and so this is a chance for me to do a backwards turn and go back and open this up and probably focus on that for a couple of weeks.
You get a lot of stuff in superhero training, but all the way through the training. We remind you over and over and over. We remind you over and over and over that the essence, it's all about the essence, the essence, the essence. Becoming soul conscious and connecting with the Holy Spirit, or whatever you want to call it, the Spirit of Life. That's what it's all about. Think, considering yourself as a spiritual being and not a human being, a physical being. You know, we go on and on and on about the essence all the way through. So the essence, the basic thing is always the basic thing. And so that's it. It's a simplifying, letting go, surrendering, removing stuff from yourself, not adding. That's the magic of the training. Even though we give you a lot of stuff, it's all for, you know, it basically becomes more and more and more simpler. And it starts off very simple. We give you the essence. But the consequences of that are that you transform and change, and you're going to want to start expressing in the world in a different way. So we help you to do all that as well. But the essence is simple. So your thing very much, you've got to keep that in mind, is simplify, 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 simplify. You need to have laser beam focus rather than,
scattered focus on all these different things. Yeah, don't be a multitasker, be a laser beam focus. And if you do everything the way it should be done, everything affects everything. So, for instance, once you get really good at this, like I'm sitting here, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 beautiful women in their bikinis, my friends, closest friends, just right here. Two of the loveliest guys you ever want to meet. At 7 in the morning, we're down here. Just had the most gorgeous sunrise, and meditations and prayers. And, you know, on all these coconut palms, can't see anyone except coconut palms and my friends on this beautiful beach. And I've got my little phone here and, you know, doing my business. And I just, you know, potter around in the garden, you know, do little healing sessions, teach a little angel qigong, and all I have to do is just think something. I just have to hold an intention, and bing, an email will come through, or someone will call, or this, someone will come bring something. It's just ridiculous how fast everything happens when you get more in tune with your real power. And all we have to do that, we don't have to add anything to ourselves. We don't have to build spiritual muscles and get pumped up in the spiritual gym for years and years and years to have power. What we have to do is relax, surrender, and really just come to terms with who and what we actually are and let go of all of that other stuff. And there's a cacophony of noise and a multitude of ideas that the mind has access to, because you are not the mind. And it will, we're addicted to thinking and addicted to seeing the world through the mind. And so, you know, it's only once you start getting more and more connected, you just become more and more sensitive to all of these dynamics. So, if you have that watchword of simplify, 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 doing less is achieving more. Doing less is achieving more. And just program yourself into really believing that and living it. And then what happens is you move on genuine, authentic inspiration. So you only do anything when you're inspired. And when you only do stuff when you're inspired, what you do has massive value and massive effect, is massively effective. Like I've been wanting to upgrade on my website for a while now, and it's been kind of like nagging me a little bit. I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do that. And I just let it go and just really reminding myself because I wasn't really feeling genuine and inspiration. It was like it's a job to do. But over the last week or two, I've just had these really amazing impulses of creativity, genuine, authentic desire. And I've just got on into the back end of that thing and just really, you know, really nailed it. And it was really easy and quick. So there's a rhythm in life. There's an energetic movement in life. There's a flow in life that we want to be absolutely and utterly connected to. If we are absolutely and utterly connected to that, it makes our life in the physical material world a lot easier. But most importantly, it aligns us in a spiritual context, which is an eternal context. And what's happening right now in the world, and you're going to see this more and more and more and more, is that all the structures that have been created over the last millennia, thousands of years, by egos out of tune and out of sync with who they are, their true inner nature, and the real nature of life, all those structures are being destroyed. And so this is all, the energy of life is able to do this, you know, very efficiently. It's just energy. Everything's just energy. So building civilizations, nuclear bombs, mountains, volcanoes, human bodies, they're all just made of energy. And life knows what it's doing. And just because we, humanity, have been living out of context with life for millennia, doesn't mean that life adapts to accommodate that nonsense. But what it does is it provides a moment in eternity, which we call a time-space continuum. It's like a little spinning, whirling pool of energy. That's all it is. And it exists in the ocean, in an ocean of energy. And that little spinning, whirling pool might last for 260,000 years or millions of years or 5,000 years or 3,600 years, whatever. But it doesn't last forever. And when its season is done, the energy rearranges itself. And it's all for the benefit of consciousness, not for form. So it's not for the benefit of human forms and human egos that are addicted to calling the form I. It's not for the benefit of that. It's for the benefit of consciousness, which lives in an eternal experience. And so what a superhero is someone that thinks about this and imbibes this deeply, 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 deeply until it actually clicks what's going on. And you, as you do that, you start to live more and more and more in the context of this eternal experience. And because your body is energy, if your consciousness is plugged into the truth, it will flow into your body and into your body world. And you will live in grace. And you will be transformed, transfigured, like it says in all the, you know, the really switched on spiritual texts. That's what happens to us. We're transfigured and transformed. So this is the context to move from all the time, whether you're writing a book on spring water or more of your complex ideas and visions. This is the space to move from all the time. This is the reality that you actually must live in. Don't shrink it down and get into the ego trip and go, okay, I've got to get this book done before Christmas and get it out there for Christmas to save the world and start stressing yourself out. Live in that eternal context. Enjoy your project. But don't let go of that eternal context. And when you let go of it, you get contracted, your breath gets short, you start getting stressed, you get frightened and overwhelmed and all kinds of things. And you can keep going in that mode for years, for decades. So it's time to drop that game. And you're going to see how more and more how important that is to do that.
That we're putting, I mean, if you use, for example, the book, regardless of whether one person or a thousand or a million people read it, if you've experienced that, then that comes back to the collective consciousness.
So that's it. That's exactly right. Yeah. And if you, whatever you...
Yeah, it just clicked. That's just incredible because, like I'm saying, there's just so much information that seems to be surfacing from the source field where all these ideas are coming from. So obviously they've existed somewhere or somebody's experienced them in order for me to be, you know, kind of being overwhelmed by so many ideas that have come through at the moment. So I just didn't think of it coming back to source. Because if we're all out there as spiritual beings experiencing this human existence, then what we see, the collective sees.
Well, you've had a reminder, so that's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. And just touching on, it's when we're talking about, I know you've got the story about the hunter that has to dive into the pot of the boiling hot water. That was the kind of feeling that I had, was I know there's a whole surrender and let go, but because of the rush, and that's obviously something that's developed, you know, developed within me, is that, you know, oh, I have to get the book done, I have to do this other idea, I have to do that one. And then that's the reason why, whilst the visions were there, there was no plan, because I'm just thinking, I need to do everything so quickly. So I think, and I understand what you say when you just said that, you know, don't be in a rush, do it when you're inspired. Because, I mean, I know whenever I'm inspired, I lose track of time anyway. I could be doing something for 12 hours and feel like it would only went 10 minutes of the ticking clock had actually passed. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I just would like to add to that. First of all, I'm thrilled to be writing a book on spring water, Greg.
Yeah, spring water.
When the time comes where you need photos and material, I have plenty of it. So I'll be happy to contribute.
And that's actually one of the things that drove this idea in particular. It's because every time I go to the spring, the conversations I'm having with people, thank you to you guys again for assisting me in just speaking to people. Every single person who goes to the spring has a different experience and a different reason for being there. And just, I mean, one of the things I really hope to do in this vision that I have is to try and capture some of that information and share that as well, because I mean, I might be going there for whatever reason I've chosen, but every other person has a completely different reason, yet we're all congregating around this spring. It is absolutely incredible. So I would absolutely love to hear the information that you have to share as well when the time's right. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're right. They are spaces and vortexes for transformation and congregation, and they have been throughout time. And so there's so much power and information there. This project just has so much life to it. You know, Jeff and I just recently went to the spring in Florida that was actually the actual true Ponce de Leon, you know, Fountain of Youth spring. Now, did anyone know that he actually found it and it was there? I mean, I didn't. I mean, but yet, you know, when we arrived there, it was out in the middle of nowhere, there were these people. It is this big thing. You can get in, swim around. It actually doesn't have a bottom to it. It's pumping out water at 90 million gallons a day. and all these little people there, and most everyone didn't speak English, and they were from all over the world. And you know, a lot of them came there every day and swore by it for their health and vitality. And so there's this whole group of people who have an appreciation and a desire to make these pilgrimages to places like this. Ongoingly, it's like this whole other reality that's happening, like the best kept secrets really ever. And so I'm really excited about this book. And you know, I would just add to what Nick said. First of all, I think that was brilliant advice. And I would avoid any like how to write a book advice you can, or you know, these ideas about having to have it done by a certain time or any of that. But really follow your joy and your flow. And, you know, it's taken me a while to learn that. You know, I used to create these self-imposed deadlines and goals and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, like Nick said, plot it out, but there also is this what happens when you're just open to following synchronicity and guidance and source that can take you in off in all these different directions where it may be counter to your timeline. I mean, you know, vastly counter. And I've learned to just let that go and follow the higher flows. And it always turns out way more incredible than if I'm trying to push it into, you know, this particular should model that I had created that, or, you know, self-imposed timeline. And, you know, the other thing I would just add is, you know, Nick was saying that this is all energy, but to see this project as energy, and, you know, I'm really of the belief that you want to spend about 90% of your time doing energy work on a project, whatever the project is, and 10% actually physical universe doing this, so to speak. And when you've got that equation going, there is just a level of flow and synchronicity that makes everything so much easier. You know, mostly people do come around from the other way around, but you know, I can just feel your excitement and your passion and enthusiasm for this book, and I can imagine everyone you start to talk to will have whatever they're going to add to it, and it could just take off in completely other directions that maybe you hadn't even imagined, but will be so exciting you want to add, and, you know, things like that. So I just encourage you to see it like this. A living, it already is done. You know, first of all, the book's already done. It's already out there. It's already making the impact it is in your meditations. You know, to find it as energy, create an energetic vortex for it, and be in relationship with it as already done now, so that it can guide you, and the people that are going to read it have already read it, and all those things can serve to guide you, you know, sort of like forward and backward in time on the path that the book's going to want to take, and you're going to want to take it as the creator of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I find that ever since the idea planted within me to do this book as well, is that just connecting or reconnecting, probably more for me, with the Earthly Mother, and just recently going over the module on the superhero training as well, has it's actually opened my senses as well. And I know that I feel within me that certainty that I have is that it's actually still linked to the idea of the spring water and part of the fact that, you know, I've set this intention to complete this book and to do it. Where it takes me, whether it means that there'll be subsequent volumes because of different reasons, because so far everybody I've come into contact with and mentioned the idea, the amount of contribution that I've got, I doubt I could put it into 1,000 pages. And so I was thinking of probably even, depending on how I manifest the first book, is to probably write it in such a way that I can spin off in different directions and hone in on other areas, still spiraling back to spring water itself. You know, whether there's one just sharing my own experience and having that as a book, there's just so much that I know that can go with it. But I sort of sense that nature or Mother Nature or the Mother Earth is definitely smiling every time I even the thoughts cross my mind, and it's just a beautiful feeling to have. So I know now it's really for me is just to take the brakes off and not be in such a hurry of getting this done, and it's more just enjoying it and letting it flow naturally. Doing the 90% energy work, I can totally resonate with that, and I'm sure that's going to it's probably actually develop things a lot quicker anyway. Although that doesn't really matter. Yeah, definitely. But thank you for the encouragement there, because what my biggest fear was was just having so many ideas and the whole ego saying I need to do everything. Now, in such a short period of time, you've just pretty much confirmed for me that, no, just enjoy it, do it, plan it out, and then the rewards will come. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, be like a spring. Become a spring, become spring water.
Yeah, well, that might say that we are.
You know, allow it to bubble up, allow yourself to bubble up and overflow. And, you know, maybe it ends up being a series of books. Who knows? I mean, there's certainly no shortage of information out there, as you said. I mean, really, you know, centuries. It's so fundamental, spring water. And, you know, my intention for this book, I'm just going to go ahead and say it because why not? I can do whatever I want, is that, the writing of your book returns people to the sacredness and the sacredness and purity that is true spring water. You know, for centuries, people built these elaborate, I mean, we see it all the time around here, these elaborate stone structures just to cover, you know, little spring houses to cover their springs. I mean, beautiful things, just, you know, works of art all over the place. You'll just stumble upon it. There it is, boom. And, you know, then the Army Corps of Engineers comes along and, you know, covers it up with one of those sewer things. So, you know, it would be, to me, this book really is an opportunity to bring that relationship of honoring and sacredness back to pure water sources on the planet. Like, those are the most special shrines, the most special locations, the most sacred spots to be reverend and protected and adored on the planet. And I see that as the potential of this book. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it's perfect project for you, Greg. For superhero, it's a perfect superhero project, really.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Just enjoying the fact that this idea in particular is one of the ones that it is really close and dear to me, and I feel that I'd be able to put that passion into writing and get that out there.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Yeah, go Greg. I just want to add just one other thing to you, Greg. And you're very lucky to have Nick and Taylor giving you golden advice about this. I'm very glad that Nick stopped you early on. Otherwise, we would have had a long list of things that didn't happen, and this book might not have occurred. You know, if you have 100 things that you are trying to do, you might not do any of them. So, hooray, we're going to get this book out. The one thing I wanted to mention was when you're working, what you'll probably notice is, like Taylor was saying, 90% is the energy work, non-physical. It's kind of the imaginary, mystical realms. And when you do get inspiration to put pen to paper and actually write the book, I highly encourage you to like fully jump into it and be open to it happening very, very, very easily and swiftly. You know, these things do not need to take months and months and years and years. Normally, if you're really inspired, you can probably knock out the first draft in 2, 3, 4 days, maybe a week. And then, you know, you leave it alone and you go back and refine it. Just be open to it being... You just notice that sometimes the energy is so strong it just comes all the way through. So you might have to cancel everything and just go for it fully until it's nearly done. Yeah, because this doesn't have to take, sorry, I've got a bit of a funny throat today. It doesn't need to take long at all. Yeah, so just notice that the power of taking time away from all this and being in the energy level is that when you do get inspiration, it's full blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's the power of the spring too.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So like a living spring that you're inside of.
Yeah, that reminds me, Greg, what Michael just said. It reminds me of what the most important piece of advice I give anyone writing a book, which is don't worry about if it makes sense, what it looks like, punctuation, any of those things. You know, that's what editors are for. You just download it. Just start writing, let it come out. Don't worry about even cleaning it up or even any, you know, like proper sentence structure, none of that. Just get it all out and get it all down. And you may not even be the one that goes back and does that, by the way. You know, maybe that's not your deal. You know, you turn it over to somebody else to do. I mean, that's what I do. I just have, you know, great editors to then clean it all up. Because you just want to have that flow happening without having to engage the mind or, you know, any of the common sense kind of realities about, well, that sentence didn't even make sense at all. Some of my best stuff, and most of my stuff, really makes no sense at all. And so I just really encourage that, you know, that you don't have to try to have it all figured out.
No, exactly. That's priceless advice. And I feel the same way. When I'm writing, I have no idea what the hell's going on. it's a miracle to me that it all comes out, actually. I think it's one of the most fascinating things of all, is how so much creativity just emerges all by itself. It's truly, truly a wonder. You know, I'm constantly amused by the whole thing and kind of curious about what's next. So just let it all come in its own way. And, you probably need some help. You definitely need an editor. It's very hard to edit your own work. I'll just give you a quick example of a book I literally just sent to the editor yesterday that I've been working on for years. Because, you know, it's, when you're working on things, like Taylor and Nick were saying, you can't necessarily, like, focus on the same thing. Like, I might say, I need to have this thing finished by this date. but it's, you know, it sounds great, but it might not happen at all. It might not happen for years because there's something else that has to happen first. So in this case, you know, I started writing a book, wrote bits of other books. It just went round and round. There's multiple versions of it, blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of this big mess that I would look at and go, I don't even know what that is. And then I had the idea of making it into 108, like, daily, you could read it like it's a daily inspiration. It's about Dharma. What is Dharma? What is your Dharma? I thought, why not make it into short little chunks? They're all like powerful little bullets rather than this like normal chapters of a book. So that idea came while I was wandering around in nature. And so that totally changed the structure of the book, completely changed it. And then that, once I started trying to put it into that format, everything changed again. And then I thought, I want to add these contemplations on the path as the end of all of them. So then that added another element that didn't exist. And and then basically, you know, then it kind of made sense finally. After like 2 or 3 years of not knowing what to do with it, it finally came around. And now it's done. I'm very happy about it. I'm going to go through it one more time, just polishing. And then it's finished. So just be open to how, even if you have a plan, it can sometimes take multiple circles round the flame, so to speak, before you jump in fully and it gets done. And if nothing else, just enjoy the process, because I feel that the people who get the most benefit from anything are the teachers. So the more you engage in any particular topic, you're going to be like the master of spring water by doing this book. You're going to get so much benefit from it. So just remember that getting the book finished is almost irrelevant. It's the journey that you personally go through writing it is actually really the whole power of things.
Yeah, and or part of you say that when you've lived something, then you really are able to speak about it as well. And I mean, on something like this, I can include some things as to how it impacted on me personally and share those stories. And the fact that I've lived them will also add to the mix of what's going on, and then sharing other people's stories as well. It is a big project in itself, but my whole thing has always been that anything I take on, I just rush, and I think that's where a lot of these steps, when it comes to refining something, I haven't really been one for doing that, and I'm sure that this is definitely going to help. And also, look forward to reading your book when it's released as well, Michael.
Exciting. It's fascinating how these. It's all channeling, really. Everything's channeling, like all day long, really, for all of us. I mean, like superhero calls. We don't come here with a script. I wasn't planning to say anything because my throat wasn't working, but it's come a bit better back now. But you know, it's all a wonder. And just thoroughly enjoy it, the whole thing, because creativity is a mystical process. It really is fascinating. It's like being in tune with, you're bringing spirit, you're bringing spiritual ideas, spiritual energy into form, spirit into form. And it's that's what we're here for, I think. That's why we came onto this planet, is to bring spirit, which we are, into form and allow it to happen with ease and joy. So I'm looking forward to your book. So this is great news. And you just had another idea, which I thought was fabulous. You could have another book or a spin-off book, something like Stories Around the Spring, which I'm sure people would be interested to read about. This kind of conversations could be a fiction series, Stories Around the Spring. I don't know, it just came to mind. And last thing I just want to mention about books, I have found it helpful to print out like a mock-up book cover. Even if it's not the actual cover that I use in the end, just to have a physical like representation and put it on my desk, because it, once you've got something physical that you can actually see, you know, subconsciously you really believe it's finished when you can see a physical thing. You can either just print it out and put it on the table, or you can print like a life-size one and wrap it around an actual book, so that you have like this proper book cover. You could pay someone like $5 to design you just a mock-up quick cover, print it out, wrap it around a book, and just have it sitting there. And you'd be surprised how powerful that is. It's just so simple, but it really makes it real for you.
Wow, that's an incredible idea. Because one thing for me is that, I mean, I've brought that many books in the last few years, that whilst I haven't had a chance to read them, a lot of times I just go and pick them up and look at them, because the cover itself, knowing what the content's meant to be, is very inspiring. So that's a great idea, especially if you're writing a book yourself. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's critical. It makes it faster and more kind of real, basically.
Yeah, and one of the other points that I want to make, just in relation to, you know, the fact that we've stopped on spring water and this is, you know, going to keep me busy for a while now, is that prior to doing superhero training, this wasn't something that had ever crossed my mind. So it goes to show the power of the course. So I applaud everybody who's doing the course, because I know everyone's taking their own directions. But the inspiration that's coming from doing superhero training, this is just one of the beautiful benefits that's come out of it for me personally. And I know that this is just the start as well, so that's very, very, very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
You guys rock.
You're awesome, bro. Keep it up. We're looking forward to your development next. connected level. Yeah, you know, it's really touching hearing what everyone's up to, because I've lost track now of how many wonderful ideas people have come up with since joining Superhero Training. You know, we probably should write them all down on a list and have them somewhere, because it's really inspiring. I think I might take that mission on myself, actually. Excuse me. So, sorry about my voice a little bit. Getting used to the hot, cold, dry, crazy temperatures that I'm dealing with these days. So, does anyone else have anything you'd love to share or any questions? Just good old-fashioned star two. Otherwise, I'm very happy to hear from Uncle Nick and the one and only Taylor Cole. Anything to share? Next, another call on, when is it, next Friday? I think it's on Friday. Nick's doing a special call, which I hope you all join. Have you got that email? I think same time Friday.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate. Yeah, we're doing an essence immersion, more experiential. These calls that we do every fortnight, they're for a particular reason, and we're going to be doing a bit more essence in the Friday night call, and getting into some of the deeper metaphysical aspects that underpin the training, why it works, and how it works, the kind of like the hows and whys. And we're going to be doing some deep meditations, and I'm going to take you into some really fast charge up strategies, so you can like really drop in really quick and just like supercharge, let go of any drama, let go of any stuff, and just really get connected.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So I highly encourage everyone to get on the call on Friday. Nick and I used to have these green room sessions. Nick was sending me an email, you know, so this call's going to be like the green room. We used to have sessions in Cambridge in the green room. Green room is normally the room where actors go before they come on stage or in between. And time to go back, you know, go into the deeper, more true experience beyond everything. So yeah, the essence of everything ultimately is the most powerful. And if you can focus on the essence, the main thing, over and over and over again, then you've really got something that is yours, no one can take away from you, no matter what happens. But if you haven't got the essence and you've just got a bunch of information, then it's a very dangerous place to live, very unstable. So make sure you're on that call. Do we have anyone who would love to share something? Say hello, see what you're up to. Press star two. We have lots of people here. We'd love to hear from you. You can just say hello. Well, here we go. Hello, Fatima. How are you doing?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good. Good. Wonderful.
I am wonderful, too. I just want to ask something. I have a lot of things to say, but I am not going to talk. I want to listen. And at this time of the night, my English is not very good to share all the things I want to share. So I prefer to listen. And I just wonder, I was reading again and again and again Amazing Grace. I don't know, I think I've read that about 10 times. And I was reading and remembering how you came up with Sun Pop and that Superman project that started Sun Pop. Can you talk more about that? Because my eyes were around that for a while, and I just wanted to know more how that started.
I'm sorry, cut out then. What did you want to know exactly? What were you looking at?
Yes, I was reading Amazing Grace, and I was reading that chapter that was talking about Sun Pop and the Superman project that started.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just wanted to know more about that.
Okay, so Project Superman.
Yes.
Was a military project, and when I was putting Sun Pop together. Basically, as you go along the spiritual path, my journey, let's put it that way, was through the mind. I was really interested in expressing in various ways as an athlete, and I was working with professional athletes, and I was studying the power of the mind, how you can. Induce yourself to perform to extraordinary levels. And when you research that, eventually, you go through the subconscious mind into the unconscious mind, and then you get into spirituality and the metaphysical nature of the soul. So that was my path into, where we, put all the stuff together for superhero training. So at that time, you're talking about 10 years ago now when I wrote that stuff, Sun Pop. What it was an understanding of the fact that most people are stuck in body consciousness. That means they think the body is who they are. And with that comes a basic insanity, a fundamental insanity, which basically means that your mind is deranged. That means it's not in the original arrangement. The psyche itself is not arranged in a way that aligns you with spiritual in a truthful, authentic, genuine spiritual context. You're out of sync with your own spirit and with the nature of life. That's what that derangement is. It's a different pattern in the psyche that doesn't allow a pure spiritual essence to flow through when you're in that ego mode. And that's why the ego is, fundamentally problematic. It's just trouble. So I understood that. And then I started researching, ways that people had, transcended their apparent limitations. In order to, beef up my understanding and to create a program, which was Sun Pop, which had the same structure. That, in other words, it dealt with the same factors that these other experiments and programs were doing. It dealt with the same patterns and structures, even though the content that I was using, I was putting into it was for a healing purpose. One of the projects that I researched was something called Project Superman, and it was a military project, one of those, super secret things where they were basically trying to create a super soldier, an indestructible human being that was capable of, extraordinary feats, regenerating injuries, broken legs, all kinds of stuff, and accomplishing extraordinary physical feats. And they had a strategy for doing that, which was basically deep relaxation, but relaxing, being able to relax so deeply that you could stay awake in delta wave
states of consciousness, then intense programming going on in that level of consciousness. And the guy that they chose to do that was a guy called Andy Perro. And of course, you know, like all of these extreme experiments do, the guy lost the plot because it was, you know, it was basically contrary to his nature. Anyone that's interested in reading the whole thing, then go and check out Project Superman. Just Google that up. That'll be, it's up there somewhere. And Andy Perro, P-E-R-O. It's a fascinating read. If you're fascinated by that kind of thing, it's not necessary to study that, but it was something that I did in those days. So that's what it was. And I took what I learned from that because they had extraordinary results, and I could see why the guy was just malfunctioning and spinning out, obviously because he was basically being used to kill people, and he didn't actually know that it was. That he was being experimented on. They have this way of damaging the mind to such a degree that an alter ego is formed. That means an alternative personality, and most of the time he's functioning through that alternative personality. And he didn't have any conscious memory recall of this other personality that he would express when he was training and killing people and doing dreadful things, and also extraordinary things. And this is, you know, if any of you are shocked at this, you know, just do a bit of research and you'll see how prevalent this is. And, you know, it's not just going on in military experiments. Trauma, child abuse, you know, severe child abuse will shatter the psyche to a degree that it becomes compartmentalized. And there are these, various different personas all functioning through the same individual. Schizophrenia is when these different personas start bleeding into the same one. And so it was just fascinating, and I'm still fascinated to this day. You know, Mike was saying, you know, how, what a wonder it is that, you know, basically, you know, an infinite amount of creativity available and, you know, to download and, you know, how it all just, you know, it happens by itself. Well, it's, you know, the apparatus that's doing that is your own psyche, is your mind, is the imagination. And so how all of these things interface together, the mind, the imagination, the psyche, the soul, the subconscious, the unconscious aspects of the mind, it's always really fascinated me that the metaphysical dynamics of that. And it's been kind of like I've been very inspired and driven in my life to understand it myself and then be able to articulate it so that people could understand it as well. And then, of course, to put it into programs where I was taking, you know, the absolute leading edge in research into this arena and putting it into something that was, you know, extremely healing and very, very nourishing. And incidentally, if you haven't done Sun Pop, it is ideal for anyone that has deep-seated psychological stuff going on. And we could say we all have that if we're really honest about it, because our once we get into the unconscious, we're sharing a mind. It's not, you know, our mind. It's our own individual mind anymore. We're sharing it, and there's some crazy shit in there. So Sun Pop is a journey through deep relaxation where you actually go to the nexus point where the ego roots into the soul. It's like a little junction box. And in that junction box, there's a lot of wires. Some of them are visible, some of them are invisible. And those wires, you can reconfigure them by imagining, in high states of consciousness, imagining and feeling a completely different pattern to the one that exists in there. And the one that exists in there in the ego construct is a traumatized, schizophrenic version of ourselves. It's based on a false sense of self, and it's been reinforced in this world over and over and over, and conditioned, you know, virtually, you know, all day, every day, in just about everyone's circumstances. So it's a very important place to get a hold of and get sorted out. And so you basically go on this inner journey through deep relaxation to this place, and you address what's called the archetypal construct of your own ego, which is a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. And you just practice, you just from a higher state of consciousness, you practice Ho'oponopono. You say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, over and over and over, in deep relaxation to them. And what that does is it reconfigures the pattern in there. So it's no longer this wounded ego thing. You dissolve all of those patterns through the power of forgiveness, humility, love, and gratitude from this state of high consciousness. And as you do that, it allows more of your human potential to flow through very, very efficiently. So Sun Pop is an excellent program. It was the only thing that we had in the beginning of superhero training. It kept the ship going for a long time, just that one little thing. So yeah, we love Sun Pop.
I have been doing some research about all the stuff that you're talking. I don't know if I study that much, but I'm getting there. And there's something that I want to share, and I want to hear from you. These days I had the feeling that I need to go back for the first sessions of superhero training. I need to go back to the basics, to the things that started all this process. And I went to my human design profile. I went to a lot of things from years ago. I went to some of the studies I have when I was a yoga teacher a few years ago. I just needed to go back, because when we have more understanding of things, when we go back, there's a lot of layers in there that we didn't understand back then. And now I realize that was a lot of information I didn't understand. And when I was looking at my human design profile, there was something in there that woke me up, and it was saying that I am an emotional person, and my growth, my creativity, everything I will do that will take me a step further is about the emotions. And emotions takes me to another level. I didn't understand that back then. And now I realize that when I have something that makes me emotional, in an emotional struggle, now this happens and goes away very fast. It is so fast. It comes through me and goes away very fast. And then I start writing, and downloading from the universe, I don't know where from, so much stuff, so many insights, so much creativity. I just want to write everything, books. I just want to work and make things happen. And I stay like that about a week or 15 days. And now I am looking at that like, okay, I have to be in that emotional stuff. I feel that is not mine anymore. It's like I am living a human experience, and I have to translate it to teach something in the next step. And this is happening to me, and this is so clear. And when the emotional stuff comes and it knocks me down, because it's very strong, goes away very fast, and then I start a creative process again and again and again, and I just can't stop this flow. So can you I don't know, I'm not asking anything, because I am feeling that I don't need to ask anything. I just want to share this, and if you want to say something about that.
Well, it's a process. If you're not going to ask a question, I'm not going to say anything. Maybe Mike or Taylor has something to say. It's nice to hear you sharing. One little piece, word of advice, I guess. this is something. Some of us are really into research, and yeah, I'm an avid researcher. I've been into it for more than a decade, super deep research. And what you realize is that there isn't any truth in the world, any absolute truth in the world. All there is just perspectives of consciousness and opinions. And because consciousness is so powerful, no matter how crazy the perspective might be and the opinion is, it can make it appear real. And then that perspective can align with other people that have a similar perspective, and you can get all this proof that it is real. But when you do enough research, especially when I was when I was putting the biology of peace together, and it was all about health and healing cancer through natural strategies. What I found was, after doing hundreds of hours of research, was that all these people were disagreeing with each other. What was healing someone was poisoning someone else. What was effective strategies for someone else was catastrophe for another person. What was someone was absolutely adamant about was that, someone was arguing against it. And they all had, mountains of proof to back this up. And it's not just in food. It's in the, in all the kind of like outlandish, conspiratorial realms, like the flat earth is a really good example. Everyone's, getting super pumped now that the earth is flat. Well, you can debunk that so easily and, virtually effortlessly. But there's a mountain of evidence to prove indeed that the earth is flat. So how do you reconcile these two things? And this is what we always go back to in superhero training. This is why we encourage you to stick with the essence and not get lost in the never-ending detail of other people's opinions and perspectives of consciousness. And it's that within a realm of infinite possibility, because the nature of material creation, and let's say the universe, is holographic. Okay, so it's a holographic reality we're living in. So it's a movie with all these different facets, and the reason why the facets are there is because consciousness is looking at them. So infinite possibility exists as pure potential, but because consciousness is oriented in a certain way, with a certain point of view and a certain perspective and a certain belief, and especially if it's emotionally charged, then the holographic universe will collapse into that reality and support that perspective. So if you understand that we are living in a holographic realm which is basic, it has infinite possibility within it, then it's very easy from there to go one step further and just to accept that all of these things can exist simultaneously. And they do. So it's not either or. It's never a choice of either or. If you have to make a choice, decide between whether this is true and this is false, or this is good and this is bad, or this is right and this is wrong, and you get, especially if you get really emotionally charged about it, you're in the polarity universe. You're in the polarized reality, which is the matrix, and you're trapped. Your little bit of consciousness is trapped in there because you want to make it all real and absolute. And that's the whole game of it. The matrix is absolutely mind-blowing how extraordinarily sophisticated the matrix is. These levels of illusion that trap consciousness into this dividing against itself. And what we want is a unity consciousness.
And so the way to do that is to exist in a state of wonder, not to seek facts to reinforce your ego perspective about what's right and what's wrong and become an intellectual. Rather, exist in wonder. And if you're going to research, do it for the, for reinforcing, you know, what a wonder it all is. And enjoy it, just like Brother writing his book and all the rest of it. Because it is a wonder, and stay free of the, you know, the thing, because you soon get overwhelmed and overloaded. And, you know, if you're, you know, like, you know, this, you don't want too much information running through your being. You want to be as simple as possible. Be empty rather than full. Have a more Taoist approach. If you really want to study something that's going to do the world a good, Fatima, start listening to the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching by Stephen Mitchell. The audio files. Tao Te Ching by Stephen Mitchell. Listen to that. That'll be the world of it.
Okay. Can you say that again?
T for tea, A for apple, A for orange. Tao. It's pronounced Tao. T-A-O. Tao Te Ching. T-E. T for T, E for elephant. Tao Te Ching, C-H-I-N-G. C for Charlie, H for happy, I for idiot, N for Nick, good. Tao Te Ching, C-H-I-N-G, the Tao Te Ching by Stephen Mitchell. Essential listening for superheroes who want to be reminded how powerful it is to be simple.
Absolutely. Yeah, the essence. After a while, what you start noticing, I think Nick mentioned this, is you start seeing, patterns, so in essence, patterns of essence, and that's where you focus. You go, okay, where's essence? Where's the pattern of essence? Oh, it's over there. Same thing. You know, I mean, like after a while, what you'll probably end up with is about three sentences. Literally three sentences, and that's it, you know, because obviously they've got to be pretty good ones. Not like have a cheese and the ham sandwich, it's probably not going to do it for you, but essenceful things, you know, like consider yourself a soul. This is like the simplest thing, but like there's so much joy there, so much power. So essence. The essence, and it's very amusing when you try and study anything, you know, especially health information. It's like one person says you should definitely only have that stuff, and someone says if you have any of those things, you're going to die or make you sick and fat. So it's kind of funny. But just for amusement, Fatima and for everyone else, if you are interested in mind, I have posted two very interesting videos from none other than Darren Brown about mind control, which I personally find very interesting. One is about how you can make people have guilt trips. This one guy actually put himself in for a murder he didn't commit, and he would have gone to jail had he really gone through with it. And another one is about how you can program someone's mind so that they assassinate someone and don't realize that they did it, which is what happened with one of the Kennedys. So in America. So if you are interested in just the wonders of the mind, they are very interesting videos, and I've personally found them fascinating to watch. So they're on the superhero training group.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something, which I think you said at the beginning of your last share there, Bhatia, which was that you felt the need to go back in the superhero training and, you know, maybe because there were things that you either missed or you feel like you'd see in a whole different way now. And, you know, I would suggest that that's probably a pretty common feeling and and maybe even encourage those of you to consider that. You know, I've found that to be the case, that so much evolution can occur so quickly that when you do go back and look at where you came from, or perhaps beginning parts of the training, it can be, you can really see all sorts of things you didn't see, or see actually who you were then and see your evolution and transformation now. You know, that can be very exciting and reconfirming about just, you know, where you've come and the power of the training.
Yeah. Right, it's very common. So can you hear us, Fatima? What you
I was feeling that for some reason I didn't quite translate everything that is happening to me in the most correct way. By Nick's answer, I understood what Nick was saying, but for me, the feeling that I have of what's happening, I was for a lot of years reading a lot of books, searching for information. I'm not doing that anymore. I do research in a more I pick the books, but I, by intuition, they are guiding me to where I have to go. But I'm not in those millions of tips of information anymore. I'm more every day following what it feels. In a year, I don't know if I will feel the same, perhaps, or not, but what I am feeling that is my creative process, because by nature I am a teacher. I just feel I have to teach, and everything that is coming, I just feel that is something that was locked for a lot of years. So nothing happened in my head. I just unlock what was inside for 45 years. I am 45 years. And for lots of years, I was living a life that had a lot of lessons, but was not me. So it just seemed that every time I pick a book, like Amazing Grace, and I pick that book a lot of times, there's another layer that I understand, and my understanding of things is so open, I don't stick with those words. I understand them. I don't have to think about them. I just understand them, and I have to put my vision about what that book is saying in the paper, and I have to translate that vision to another person, to my reality around me and to my courses. And so this writing is something that I feel is unlocking. It was always inside. So it's not knowledge, it's not books, it's not information. It's books are a way of getting this stuff that is inside and translating to other people, because I have a big skill of translating these kind of things to people. So I don't know if that this is more clear. And what Taylor said about going back, I have that feeling a lot of times because every word has a lot of layers. Now I understand what you are saying, and I go back to these sessions a lot, and every time I go, I understand a lot of things that you were saying, and if I go back again, I understand another thing, and I always do this because I believe in simplicity. I believe that under all those layers, there are simple things, and I am looking for that simplicity because I'm not there yet, but I know the simplicity is there. Did you understand this?
Yeah, that's very clear. You may not think you speak good English, Fatia, but I think you're doing an excellent job over there.
Thank you.
Especially at what, 3 in the morning, I think it is? Or
Yeah.
3
in the morning,
yes.
Speaking not in her native tongue with absolute clarity about extremely deep things. I think it's quite deserve a round of applause, I think, team, which is just that. It's awesome. No, you're doing great. You know, you really are. And you understand the essence, and you know what you're going through. You know, you were saying earlier that you don't really have questions. You just, one of the main things, just sharing helps clarify a lot of things.
Yes.
So that's enough, you know? You know, because we all know really what's going on. We just have to be in silence and it becomes clear. So that is what you're doing.
Yeah, when I started superhero training, I had a lot of questions. For me, I would ask about 50 questions, but of course I didn't. Now I don't have questions because, as Taylor says all the time, and I know it's true because I already feel that is true, we all are one. So, any questions that I have, someone will ask it and someone will answer. So I'm always getting my answers every time I am in this live call. So I don't need to ask any questions. The answers will come when I need to know them, right? That's why I don't ask anything. I answers will come when I need to know things I have to know.
Absolutely. So thank you for sharing. It's always wonderful to hear the latest. And I'm sure even if we, whatever we say probably helps other people, even if it's not exactly a question, but it doesn't matter. So we have someone else. Sylvia, I do believe it is, who's just appeared. Hello there, Sylvia. Is that
it's,
Sylvia?
No,
or is
Carol.
It Carol? Carol.
Carol
Silva.
Well,
there we go, Carol. Welcome. How are you doing?
I just wanted to say hi to Fatima. Like, use this connection to just say hello to her. I just jumped on the call a few minutes ago. So I just wanted, before the call was over, to just, like, say hello to everyone. And, let you know I'm still here. working on beautiful things. My family, my environment and my project. So I love you guys, and I just jumped on at the end of Fatima's question, and she's just beautiful. So sweet dreams.
Well, thank you, Carol. Sweet dreams to you, and thank you for being here. We're looking forward to continuing to hear your wonderful blessings and whatever you're doing. We know that Carol has been doing nothing but wonders back to back. So, anything else you'd like to share? Have you been doing anything new and different recently?
I'm spending a lot of time physically with food, and my big project. And then, but immediately in the now, on Friday, I'm driving up to New Jersey and then to New York to go to David Wolf's cacao ceremony at the Chapel of Secret Mirrors with a bunch of really amazing, cool women. That are doing really cool stuff.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So it's my Christmas present. It's my Christmas present to myself. Like, you know, up in Wappinger Falls, New York. So it'll be fun.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Taylor, you should come. We have an extra ticket. Patty Sands has like a bunch of stuff going on, and she already bought a ticket. And so we have an extra ticket. You should come with us. Where are you?
Right now in the northern wilds of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, you can get there.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I mean, are you taking some other superheroes with you?
Oh, yeah. It's all superheroes. Brookhampton, you know, Loren Marino, Patty Sands, you know, from I Am Planetary, Guy Reeves, you know, amazing film that showed in Paris this past weekend, which is why I feel those people goals fast. But.
Well, we will expect to see a full report of this adventure.
Oh, yeah.
On the Facebook site, a full report.
Yeah,
we want pictures, details, you know, all the
leading
edge.
I've always wanted to go there, and I got invited to this, like, amazing thing.
Okay, well, as I said, we expect to see a full report with pictures. And in general, we would like to see that from all superheroes, your adventures and journeys.
Yeah.
With pictures documented on the Facebook site.
Miraculousness.
I still, that picture that you sent of that, what was it, kimchi or something you made the last time David Wolf was in town, I still can see the colors of that thing. It was so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was. But whatever it was, you know.
I'm getting ready to go in the high mode fermented vegetable making because that's my Christmas gift to everybody always, probiotics.
Wow, that's a fantastic Christmas gift.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to time it just right for these people and get what's good. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's fun.
Yeah, we want to see pictures of that, too.
Cookies
I'd like to see.
I should do a workshop. You want to make cookies for cultures?
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of all those Christmas gifts getting ready to roll out before you roll them out. I'd like to see a photo of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to take pictures of everything because, you know, I'm getting ready to go big time, so. Got to document.
That's right. You've got to document all the behind-the-scenes moves to have that all. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love you, Taylor. I miss you. You should come. Do you want to come? You want to hop in my car? I'll pick you up. We can go to the chocolate cacao ceremony at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors together?
Well, shoot me an email with the time frame scenario, and I'll consider it.
Okay. Love you. I love you guys.
Yeah,
I love all of you. You know, sweet dreams.
We love you too. Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Enjoy the chocolate.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, yes, chocolate, and
that beautiful.
Well, unless anyone wants to share anything, get any final thoughts, Brother Nick, from Bali?
Final thoughts? Just, live your, keep following your, like Joseph Campbell says, follow your bliss. I like that one. Follow your bliss. Follow your bliss. Follow your bliss. And at the very least, you're going to be blissed out. Don't be the donkey after the carrot on the stick. Chasing the pot of the gold at the end of the rainbow. Superhero training is all about experiencing it now. And that's how available it is. The original website was Success Ultra Now. Means the ultimate success is available right now. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Follow your bliss. Follow your bliss. Thank you so much for sharing, everyone. I'm going to sign out now. I really appreciate everyone sharing. Love you, Taylor. Love you, Michael. Love you, superheroes. And tune in on Friday. We sent you the details on that. Friday's going to be awesome. Bye for now.